that has shiny leaves, and the big white flowers, leaves a prickly seed pod about the size and shape of a cucumber. We got one in our front yard. It's green all year long. What is that called? I believe it's a state flower of Mississippi.
I know what it is.
Starts with an M. M-A-G?
Magnolia.
Right. Okay. If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I must ask
my husband.
Right. And a man would say, I must ask
my wife.
All right. And a woman, though, who has lost her husband is called
a widow.
Right. And if the man is whose son you are is called your
father.
Right. And what do you call your women? What did you call your father when you were a little boy? Or if, when you were a little girl, what did you call him?
Daddy.
All right. What do other boys call their fathers?
Daddy.
All right. What did you call your, what terms did older people use? Well, okay. And his wife is called your?
Mother.
All right. And what did you call your mother? What other names did you say?
Mama.
Mama. Anything else?
Mother.
Mother and mama. Mama. Okay. Your father and mother together are called your?
Parents.
Right. And your father's father is called your?
Grandfather.
And, then did you know your grandparents?
Never knew a grandfather.
You didn't know a grandfather, but you knew your grandmother?
I knew both my grandmothers, but I didn't ever see a grandfather.
Is that right? Okay. The grandfather's wife would be your?
Grandmother.
Right. And your sons and daughters are called your?
In-laws.
Your own sons and daughters were your?
Called my daughter-in-law.
No, you're not talking about married. I mean your own. You've got six.
My children.
Right.
My children.
And your pet name for a child is, you say he's a cute little...
Baby.
All right. If he's small, but what if he's not so small?
He'd still be called baby lots of times.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Right. There's something on wheels that you put a baby in and it'd be lying down. What do you call that?
A carriage.
Right. And put the baby in the carriage and go out and do what with it?
Roll him around.
All right. And how would you say your children range in age? You say Sally is the blank of my
oldest
children. And our boy of 20. In comparison with brothers of 14 and 16, he is the...
Second.
No, comparing their age, old and young, he would be your...
Younger one.
How about the one that's more up in years? Most... The one
that's oldest one.
Right. And you might speak of them in terms of being full grown or what? If you said that they were no longer children, they were... What?
They're grown and married.
Grown up and grown and married. Right. Your children are then your sons and your?
Daughters.
And your children are boys and?
Girls.
And if a woman is going to have a child, you say she's?
Pregnant.
Right. And if a woman's about to have a baby, you say she's pregnant. Any other terms that you might use?
Mostly that's
Do other terms used by women to each other besides pregnant? Suppose a woman doesn't have a husband. What would you...
Well,
joking ways of talking about it. She got herself what?
Pregnant.
Is that how you say it?
Yes, she's pregnant, not married. She's I don't know what you're going to say.
Well, there isn't any particular way. So they just wanted expressions, because there's nothing underlined, because you say she got herself a fix, you ever say that?
Yeah, she got in trouble.
You'd say that?
That's what I'd say. She got in trouble.
Now she's pregnant?
Yeah, she's pregnant.
Okay. Okay, if you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, now you told about this when you were helping the doctor, about 10 or 15, the woman you might send for is a what then?
Midwife.
Right, and if a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say the boy...
like his daddy.
All right. He's like